You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
People in Santaquin and around the state are rallying around one another after a Santaquin police officer was killed in the line of duty yesterday morning.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage in the line of duty, live outside Santaquin City Hall. Adam?
Amanda, this happened yesterday just before 6:30 in the morning on I-15 when the Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck. Police say the driver of that semi-truck ended up taking off, turning around, and hitting the officer who died on the scene.
This is a difficult day, a day that tends to rock a community that's very tight-knit and caring.
That's Santaquin City Mayor Dan Olson, who says they've received support from people all over the state, even other police departments. Many officers I've seen in other department vehicles have been pulling in and out of City Hall this morning. They've offered to help cover some patrols here for the short term as this department reels the loss of one of their officers. And I've also seen a lot of blue lights as I've driven down Main Street here in Santaquin. Those blue lights commemorating the fallen officer. They're asking everyone here to display any blue light they have again, to commemorate that fallen officer this morning. Live in Santaquin, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The law enforcement community is rallying behind the family of that fallen Santaquin officer. Retired Unified Police Deputy Chief Chris Bertram says officers and their families are close-knit because they often work together.
You know, you come across people, maybe for a moment in time, maybe never, but there's always, within the law enforcement family, there's always a connection.
Bertram says his death will impact officers all over the state.
Shantae Johnson met with the fallen officer's family yesterday, representing the Fraternal Order of Police. She knows exactly how the family is feeling because she is the widow of Draper Sergeant Derek Johnson, who was killed in 2013.
They're searching for any answers that they can get, and just they just want to wake up from this nightmare and it just not to be real. Grief doesn't have a timeline.
She says it's important that the family be supported now and in the years to come.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we update this developing story. That includes coverage of a procession of the officer's body back to Payson during the 10 a.m. hour and a news police news conference coming up at noon.
More rain and snow this morning, but how long will this series of storms last? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, it looked more like November than May when I walked outside this morning, but KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it wasn't just snow.
As far as rainfall, Mill Creek picking up a buck 22 in the rain gauge, Ogden over an inch, Salt Lake City Airport 86 hundredths. This has been a wet storm.
Johnson says we're going to see some lingering showers today.
For tomorrow, scattered showers, goes to 51, mostly cloudy Wednesday, continuing to dry out, 62, partly cloudy on Thursday.
But as we go into Friday, it gets even better. The word is that 70s are coming this weekend, so get your shorts and t-shirt out from the bottom of that drawer. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We have some power outages to go along with our wet weather this morning. Rocky Mountain Power says around 1,700 Rocky Mountain Power customers have been in the dark this morning, mostly in Davis and Weber counties. The hope is to have all those outages fixed before 1 this afternoon.
A group of small earthquakes has been shaking part of northern Utah. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, some folks in Tremonton felt the effects of a 4.4 magnitude quake. Now, one witness says the shaking lasted for about 15 seconds, but the epicenter happened 16 miles southwest of the town. Still, this happened only a day after a 3.9 magnitude quake shook the place up as well. But these two quakes are the latest of more than 19 different earthquakes that have been felt throughout Utah. Seismologists at the University of Utah are working to locate where those took place. For now, no injuries or damages have been reported from Tremonton. Reporting live, Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
Let's get that first look traffic. Emergency traffic still, Andy.
Yep, we've got a lot going on. First of all, they moved the crashes that were on I-15 in Farmington out of the way, but there's two giant lakes of water accumulated, one on the left side, one on the right side, right as you get towards Park Lane. And between that and when the crashes, we've got delays from the Kaysville exit now almost all the way to Park Lane. We still have northbound 15 backed up from Point of the Mountain to the Bangor Highway exit in Salt Lake County, because of a semi that caught fire earlier this morning, and they've got lanes blocked on the right side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The KSL's top national stories now. Israel says it's going to move forward with their ground offensive.
Breaking overnight, Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
ABC's M. Nguyen reports ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas have essentially come to a standstill.
Intermountain Health is trying to buck the bad reputation of hospital food by serving fresh, quality cuisine at its hospitals. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
With Chef Alex Govern at the helm and his team of chefs, the hospital network is trying to offer hotel-like experiences and room service quality food for its patients, visitors, and caretakers. They have extensive menu options they rotate every few months, and nutritional needs and dietary restrictions are all taken into account.
So no more hospital Jell-O jokes that have been floating around for years. Even serving more than 32,000 meals a day, they say they are committed to serving quality food for medicine for people who may be having some of their hardest days.
Utah is the 20th state to take part in what's called the Laundry Project. Jason Soule says it's a project that helps provide laundry services for free in lower income communities.
So yeah, we absolutely encourage people to reach out to us if they feel like they have the resources and want to try to pull together. We'll absolutely work with them and help coach them and get it put together.
He says their event last week in West Valley City was the first in the state, and they're planning for another one in late summer. The Laundry Project is 15 years old and has washed more than 286,000 loads of laundry in 63 cities across the nation. That is cool.
That's a lot of Tide being used through that time, too.